This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Steve had a friend that didn't realize, might have been a listener, I forget, but somebody didn't realize that you could actually listen to us on a smart speaker. And they say,
yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to call him an acquaintance now because I feel like he's too stupid to be considered a friend. I'm just kidding.
Oh, nice.
I'm kidding.
Love that.
Kidding.
You know, when Steve says you're too stupid to be his friend, oh, man, you have really hit an achievement.
I feel like that actually he said more towards me than him because he's actually a pretty smart dude. But, yeah, one of those dumb moments, though, he's just like, man, I don't commute, so I don't get to hear you as much. Stuck at home. And I'm just like, well, do you have, you have an Alexa?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you got a
that darn radio can be heard through the Alexa.
Yeah. If you got the Google Pod? What do they call that? The Home Google? I don't know, the Apple Home Pod.
Home Pod?
Well, the Apple's got the Home Pod.
Oh.
And the Google's got the Hey Google or something. I don't know. Anyway, Google Home, that's what it is. So
hey Google?
All three of those, you just have to say play KISW, and they will play KISW, which is really, really awesome. You can listen to us anywhere. You got a phone, you got a smart speaker. I mean, it's pretty awesome, brother. Just say play KISW on your smart speaker, and you'll be hearing us.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time.
Time to be.
Thursday. Okay, do it. Do it, man.
Turn it down.
I just got some great news because I was.
Whoa.
Earlier when you turned down for Thursday saying Friday, Junior.
Yeah.
I didn't have any great news, but then my son Joe said, you know what? Let's do some board games on Friday.
Oh, you're going to board game with Joe.
I mean, we did last week. Again, you know, you gotta stay home and be quarantined with your people. So, that Joey and Sarah were nice enough to play board games with me.
Aww.
And I thought, well, this week nobody said anything, so it's not going to happen. And rumor has it that Sarah wants to teach me how to play beer pong because I've never played it.
That's
what happened on Saturday.
That's a really good board game.
Yeah. So
I want to see this.
Are you going to play Flip Cup too?
I have no idea what we're doing. Sarah's going to try to teach me all these games in our backyard on the fake grass. So that could be a thing. It depends how the weather is.
Make sure to get Rage Cage 2 in there.
Rage Cage?
I don't even know what that is.
She's taught me one time a long time ago. I don't remember that night.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I don't want to go down that road.
Get BJ Hammer.
Yeah, that's not happening.
We get a couple hockey helmets because sometimes you get drunk in the locker room. You put your hockey helmet back on. You just use gloves and punch each other in the face because you got the cage so you can.
That's not.
That's rage cage. That's my rage cage.
I like it.
You know, that's a little.
That sounds fun.
That's rough housing. I'm not a rough houser.
So with the beer pong, are you going to do it with beer or are you going to kind of take the less crazy way and just put some water in there?
I think water is going to be the thing because we don't want to waste.
Beer, man.
I'm not that nuts. I'm not a no.
How about some San Juan hard seltzer?
Yeah, that goes down easy.
I think you guys understand that the part that I don't want to get trashed, I think, is really what we're missing here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
so,
you know,
you should do a hit of meth between each toss is probably not
finally,
a good idea.
Finally, Walter White, you've hit my sweet spot.
Well, dude, you guys got to, like, video it. I want to see you playing beer pong.
I think that's why she's doing it.
Nice.
I mean, I think it's a, you know,
it's a fun game, even without getting drunk.
Yeah, well,
it is, it actually is.
You know, I mean, look, I like games, and so, hey, my kids are actually going to do something. This is fantastic. My kids don't really do much with me. That's the one good thing with this whole, you know, stay-at-home, shelter-in-place thing.
So they're like, well, man, we got to play with Dad. Let's play a drinking game.
And I do feel like a child. They go, all right, we'll play with you. You know what I mean? You know, the adult is like, sure, let's go play.
Yeah. You can play. You use that non-alcoholic Heineken that they're advertising these days.
All right. It still tastes like beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. You got to really love the taste of beer. Do they have non-alcoholic taste like a rum and diet? Because I'll have that.
When they just have a Diet Coke.
Yeah, just have a Diet Coke, I guess.
Oh,
at that point.
Right. Okay, so we'll play beer pong with Coke. All right, that works. Diet Coke, not the...
There you go. Yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Logan in Tacoma. Logan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Chance to play beer pong with BJ Shea.
Okay, then. Socially distanced style.
That's true. We don't know what you're going to get, but you're going to get something.
Yeah, exactly.
Once this pandemic ends.
You'll get something.
We got something for
you. We're
going
to give you something.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Logan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Logan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, and if the food is just going for grab, I'll take those.
All right. On the TV show Roseanne, what does the D stand for with the child's name DJ?
Ooh. Diane.
No.
Pass.
Who was the 35th president of the United States?
Bush.
No.
Nixon.
No.
I'm not a crook.
Ford.
No. Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
Harvard?
Yes.
Nice.
What year did Chris Farley pass away?
Ooh.
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2003?
No. Zoe Saldana first portrayed Gamora in which Marvel movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Nice. What was the nickname of Alcatraz Prison?
The Rock.
Yes. What is the capital of Arizona?
Phoenix.
Yes. The Witcher is a series on which streaming service?
Ooh.
HBO?
No.
AMC?
No.
Oh.
Showtime.
What was that?
Showtime.
No. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
They do offer a streaming ability, but those aren't actually streaming only networks.
Yep. I said that streaming service.
Yeah,
and
I mean, arguably HBO has their own thing, and so does Showtime. But they're not.
Yeah,
they don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you could have said those specific ones, and I still would have said no.
But the way you said it, you should really go for the only.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you. But Logan didn't get it. We'll see if Steve also has that kind of brain fart. I want that. I want a song. I want Logan to get a prize. We don't know what we're giving him. I want this all to happen.
Things. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Marshawn.
On the TV, on the TV show Roseanne, what does the D stand for with the child's name DJ?
Oh, Don John.
No.
Don John.
Don John. Don Julius.
No.
David Connor.
David,
yes.
Good
Who
job,
was
buddy.
The 35th president
Good
of the
job.
United States?
45th?
35th.
Oh, 35th. I'm going to go with Richard Nixon.
No.
John F. Kennedy.
Yes. Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
Harvard.
Yes.
Right.
What year did Chris Farley pass away?
99?
No.
97?
Yes. Zoe Saldana first portrayed Gamora in which Marvel movie?
Oh, that would be Captain Marvel.
No.
Iron Man.
No.
Booster Gold.
No. What was the name of Alcatraz Prison? Nickname of Alcatraz Prison.
It doesn't matter what you think the name is.
The Rock.
Nice.
Yes. What is the capital of Arizona?
Tempe.
No.
Mesa.
No.
Scottsdale.
No.
What?
Wow.
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yes, it's...
Wow.
Wow.
You went
all around.
You went to Mesa, which is like a suburb of Phoenix.
He went all around Phoenix.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Tempe, I get that's where the college
Steve,
is, but...
it's never the big one.
You said, like, but
BJ, you're talking about brain farts. That was a big brain fart.
If it's not a big one, it's usually no...
big one.
But it's usually not near a big city if it's...
Oh,
it's not a suburb of a big city.
Steve,
if it's
I'd
not
like
a big
to
one.
Call you dumb.
But you're kind of dumb.
You got 5 correct. And you won.
So, congrats. Sorry, right. Logan.
Yeah. Logan did make a good run there.
Yeah.
Sweet of a victory.
I don't think it's that
honestly,
sweet of a victory.
When I thought I lost, and it turns out that I won.
You yes. should actually lose for the Phoenix one.
Kind of, right?
I mean, you would have then said somewhere else, anywhere else. It's another city in Arizona that's not so close to Phoenix.
I don't know any other cities.
I was legit proud that I came up with all those cities.
Yeah. What, and what is the other one? Oh gosh, I
don't know.
It's Tel Paso.
Tel Paso.
You know what? I'm an idiot. What's this in the where Mojo used to work and where John Jay and Rich used to work in Arizona? You don't know, Danny? I was hoping you
Tempe.
No,
you already said Tempe.
You already said Tempe. It's the
Tucson?
Yes, thank you. Tucson.
Oh.
It could have been Tucson. That's
okay.
The second. That's a
all
big
right.
city.
Yeah.
I mean, not as big as Phoenix. It's a small city, but at least it's far away. And, like, it could be like our Olympia. It could be that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The two that you missed, Logan got correct. Zoe Saldana first portrayed Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Duh.
She's the green girl.
Yep.
Now, and I couldn't remember who she was, and yep. once you said the name, I picture her.
She was the blue girl in Avatar.
Oh, yeah,
and she was just the girl in Star Trek.
You figured out that it was Phoenix for Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then one question you didn't get to that Logan did not get correct. The Witcher is a series on which streaming service?
Let's see if he gets this.
The Witcher. I'm going to go with Prime.
Woo!
No.
Too bad. It was Netflix.
Yep. Netflix.
Yeah. You had two shots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty much on that one. Well, congratulations, Steve. You still won with five correct.
Well, caller number five, guess what that means? You're going to get a prize to be determined later, and won't you be excited? You get to wait until we figure what this S is going to be. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number five is a winner.
Hey, there you go.
There we go.
There you go. Hey, here's some great news. You know, just in case you were needing some good news when it comes to treats, how about Twizzlers says they're going to be mixing it up. As a matter of fact, they're going to be actually unmixing it up. They're going to give you candy, licorice ropes that aren't twisted, and they're just going to be called Izzlers. So it's a straight rope of licorice.
Why don't they just call it licorice at that point?
Because that wouldn't be like news, and that wouldn't be Madison Avenue getting in your face with this kind of silliness.
Izzlers.
It is a straight rope of non-twisted licorice.
Oh, limited time only.
Oh, yeah, I know why.
Yeah, because you might want to leave your home for this, people.
Yeah, I think we might stay home for this, and you just can mail it to me.
I'll try it. I like anything with strawberry flavored.
Is this the right time to release this? Do you say, we're going to go through these plans anyway? I don't know.
People got to go to the grocery stores to get their essentials, and sometimes...
I can't.
Okay, well, you can't, but
I can't,
tell
but
Sarah to go.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'd like to try them. I'm not gonna poo-poo it.
It's just probably tastes like Twizzlers. But do you think the twistiness of the Twizzler actually does add something to the flavor? And maybe it would be a different flavor if it's just a straight rope.
To be completely honest with you, I had no idea that Twizzlers were strawberry flavored all this time.
You did not?
What did you think they were?
What did you think the color meant? The color was just a fun little thing.
I just thought they were licorice flavored. I had no idea that licorice had a flavor.
Oh. Well, you can get different flavors of licorice, but the Twizzlers definitely has more of a strawberry infusion.
So is licorice typically strawberry flavored all this time?
I thought it was cherry.
No.
Licorice is, I think, like the black licorice.
And yeah,
that's
I'm talking
the
about
actual, that's the actual licorice actually
that
is.
That tastes like Jägermeister. I know.
Yeah.
So are Twizzlers actually licorice at all? That's the question I have. I don't think so. Because Vicky's right.
If you have a good plenty, on my mind right now with the pandemic. Now I got to worry that Twizzlers aren't licorice.
I've often thought it wasn't licorice, to be honest with you. Does they call themselves licorice on their own package, Twizzlers? Because I mean, I bite into it. It's a plastic rope. It's more like a fruit roll up that's just been rolled up and twisted. In my brain, I mean, I know it tastes a little different than that, but
Twizzlers are a twisted licorice candy.
Yeah. It's that licorice candy.
See, I don't... Maybe it's licorice flavored with strawberry or cherry or whatever, but Vicky's right. If you, like, get the black... That black stuff that's in the Good and Plenty, that's like licorice.
That's nasty.
Oh, I love that
stuff.
That's
so nasty.
Oh, with a little sweet coating, it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's just nasty
my
with
wife's,
sweet coating.
My wife's friend, she is just hooked on these great licorice candies that she gets from somewhere. And when I visit my wife, I'm like, I'm going to have some of them before your friend knows I took them.
They have sweet and sour Twizzlers.
Oh, well, you're in.
Now you're in.
All right. They got filled Twizzlers. You bite into it and something juicy comes out?
Yeah.
Like watermelon.
Okay. All righty. Oh. Boy, so Twizzlers is really like, hey, we got everything here, and now we're going to give you Izzlers, a straight rope of the same stuff that's twisted.
It's a low-fat snack.
Oh, it's low-fat. All right, then.
Sweet.
Hey, I'm sure.
And compared to what?
Yeah.
Other licorice.
Yeah. All right, so some other news that we got here. CD sales in the U.S. have dropped by 95% since peaking in 2000, which people like myself and Steve and probably Rev, we remember when CDs were the bomb and thought nobody wants vinyl. You know, exactly. And now vinyl is coming back and nobody wants CDs because pretty much, I mean, you can get everything, you know, via digital. There's no reason to even need any kind of CD type player. You've got your phone, or even if you got your phone, you can just, you know, Bluetooth it up to your smart speaker and hear whatever you want.
I don't have a single CD player in my home. I mean, I guess maybe you could play it on an Xbox.
Yeah, you're right. That's all we got.
But I barely even use that. So, I mean, but there's no CD player in my house. There's no CD player in my car. Everything is, is via Bluetooth now.
My car's
or vinyl. Or vinyl.
Yeah, my car's so old it still has the CD player, but that's because it's a 2004, so that's why it still has it. According to Billboard, 80 million Americans paid for a music subscription service in 2019. That's up 12 million for the previous year. So you can see why a lot of these people like Pearl Jam will be releasing their albums via these, you know, subscription services, because you get whatever you want.
And I think that's why it's like, for the longest time, people probably were just like, oh, I just don't feel like buying CDs all the time. And then you realize, wow, for like X amount of dollars a month, I can have access to every, pretty much. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a few that fall through the cracks. But for the most part, everything that you want is available on whatever streaming service that you're using.
Do you know who's pissed right now because of all these streaming services?
Napster?
Not Napster. Steve, it's old school. Do you know who's pissed?
A-Track.
Is this an old school company that tried to get you to regularly pay them for
Columbia
music?
Columbia House.
That's who's pissed right now.
12 records for a penny.
They were the first ones to try to get you to do a subscription service for music, and they had the right idea, but they didn't go big enough.
Mm-hmm.
See, now these, you can get whatever you want. You don't have to listen to crap you don't want to hear, which the Columbia House would send you some crap along with some stuff you might want to hear.
I don't remember them ever sending crap. You had the choice of what you wanted.
Oh, but sometimes the choices were crap. That's the thing.
That's on you. That blood is on your hands.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, you know, this way here, you've got a choice of everything. So, of course, I'll pay for a subscription service where I have a choice of everything.
There's times where I'm just like, I'll discover a record, and I'm just like, why did I not know all these songs by a band that I like? And I realize, oh, crap, when they were popular, I didn't buy, I must have not bought this record. Like, for some reason, maybe I couldn't afford it at the time, or whatever, maybe. Like, for the longest time, I hadn't heard Stone Temple Pilots' second record in its entirety.
Oh, Purple?
Which is now my favorite Stone Temple Pilots record. But for the longest time, I was just like, I just assumed I already had it, but I never owned it. I only knew the singles, only the popular songs.
Oh.
So then I'm like, whoa, what's this song? Meat Plow. Like,
oh, dude, Meat Plow's so good.
But, you know, it wasn't a single, so I had no idea it even existed until all of a sudden I have, like, these streaming services, and I'm just like, oh, I can listen to anything that I never thought of purchasing at one point.
Oh, dude, you know, it's my new life. I am getting exposed to so many bands that I just, you know, the barrier was I don't want to buy everything.
Right.
And now I don't have
space,
to.
Take some space, waste some money.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is, you've turned me on to so many great bands that I've got, you know, in the queue ready to go, and Gigaton's dropping tomorrow. I'm excited about music again because I now have an easy way to listen to everything.
It's in your pocket.
I love it. And and I can see why 80 million Americans like me said yes. And depending upon the kind of service you get, you may get more. I mean, Amazon has their own service, plus you get all the Prime, the shows. I went through YouTube because I get to, you know, get YouTube downloaded, and plus all the premium stuff that you get. So it's whatever way you pick, whether you Spotify it or you go to Apple or whatever, they're all sweetening the pot, giving you so much more than just the music.
I feel like that's the one advancement in technology that, like, you know, I mean, obviously I have my issues with certain things, like social media and whatever, like some people might. But the one thing that I'm like, I'm so glad we live in this time is the fact that I have everything, for the most part, at my disposal, in my pocket, if I want to listen to it, because I'm such a music fan. But then the vinyl stuff, dude, I'm stressing. I know this is so first world problems. But, I mean, I'm hoping that in my mailbox tomorrow will be Pearl Jam's vinyl.
Oh, man, we just...
I pre-ordered it, and I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Our good friend Wheezy, who listens in Ireland, who's a huge Pearl Jam fan, said the same thing you did. She just tweeted. She said, I'm going to wait for the vinyl. I'm not going to listen to the music until it comes to me on vinyl. And I'm like, well, I hope you get it, because that's a big concern if that's what you're going
to
do.
Oh, I'll definitely be still listening to it on the stream.
She says she wants to wait, and I'm going, oh, you are a really patient girl. I'm not waiting. I'm listening to it as soon as I can.
Yeah, I just would like the vinyl, but I don't know if it's going to show up tomorrow, and I understand if it doesn't. I'm not going to be like, damn you, Pearl Jam. Well, give me Eddie on the phone.
Yeah.
Where's my final?
But I want to know how long Louise is going to hold out. Danny, find out and see how long she holds out. Because how do you wait if the vinyl doesn't come tomorrow and you are a huge Pearl Jam fan? How long are you going to wait before you finally go, F it, I got to listen to this music now?
Especially knowing that it's available to be listened to. Because
yeah.
I waited long enough as it is, but I don't know, man. I'm starting to picture, was it Kramer in the Master of My Domain episode where everyone said,
really?
We're going to see how long we could go without being the master of our domain. And like 5 seconds later, he comes in, puts money down, and he goes, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, Louise's going to be that. I'm sorry. Louise, I'm throwing the challenge out to you. I know that you, because she travels here. You know what I mean? She is such a huge Seattle fan that she takes her trips from Ireland here and makes them like a wonderful getaway. I don't think she's going to wait. She's a huge Pearl Jam fan. I don't think she can wait for the vinyl if it doesn't show up, I'm saying. And you've already said you've Kramered out. You won't even try.
Oh, no, dude. Tomorrow morning, once I wake up, that'll be what I'm doing. And I go driving to work.
Yeah. And that's great. I mean, it's a perfect time for that album to be released. And we played Quick Escape yesterday, the latest cut that we got to play. And, you know, the cuts to me have just gotten better and better. And I love them all. But, I mean, Quick Escape is so damn good.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. And you're telling me that I have good stuff to look forward to on this album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I mean, these are all great songs. But there's a couple other songs that are just on a whole other level. Oh,
yeah.
If you're a Pearl Jam fan, obviously, if it's something that you're not a big fan of, then I don't know if it's going to win you over.
You know I'm the weirdo guy.
But I think you're going to dig a lot of these songs.
You know I'm a weirdo guy.
Well, that I knew. No, nothing to do with music.
Well, I mean, look, nothing wrong with Pearl Jam's old stuff, except that just, you know, I was not a young person. It didn't affect my life that way because I'm pretty much their age. Mm-hmm. But the newer stuff, I mean, the last album, Lightning Bolt, and this one, mm-hmm. I love. And people are looking at me like, really? This is when you're like digging Pearl Jam? What about all the other stuff? I go, the other stuff is good, but... Lightning Bolt spoke to me, and so far what I've heard from Gigaton, that I'm really digging more than any other Pearl Jam production. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. I hope the guys take it as a compliment, but...
Why wouldn't they? Yeah, they would hope that you like what they're making now. I mean,
I like it better than what they made before, and what they made before, of course, was awesome.
Right. No, I would imagine anyone who's making any kind of art, you hope that what you're currently doing is somebody's favorite. It's not always the case, but what our buddy Wyatt Only from Wyatt Only and the Wreckage, his favorite Pearl Jam record is the last Pearl Jam record, I believe, if I remember correctly.
It's such a good record. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys, I love it. Those guys are they're all cylinders, man. All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic and you get to guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. We'll take your calls and texts at 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It don't matter what you want to talk about. We are open for your dialogue. But do remember, Steve does have a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
And do remember, I haven't been playing board games. I haven't been getting out of my house. So I'm a little testy. Just remember that. So I just, want to give people fair warning.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah, you never know when I'm just going to snap at somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm doing my best. I really try my best here, Steve.
I know. Hey, you got to do what we got to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude, it's tough because it's like, I think for a lot of people, your stress relievers involve having to leave your home and be around people for the most part, drinking with your buddies, board gaming, for me, like playing hockey or wrestling. You know, I mean, these are all things that we all do in a social setting. And when you remove that, it's like, wow, I just lost my stress reliever. That's kind of a bitch.
It's a new level for me that you guys have not experienced that now is in my face. It, only because of the, and you know what? I now realize what it's like to be considered the old guy. And I never understood why old people used to get mad when they would get pampered and babied.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, don't you know you're old? Come on, don't be stupid.
Right.
But now I get it. It's happening to me.
You don't like it when Vicky wipes you down with hand wipes?
I don't want that. I just feel like it's wrong. First of all, she can only get up to my knees, you know, so it's really not doing a great job.
You pay good money for that kind of full service.
I agree. That in some places, some countries, some spas. But here's the thing, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Now, it's not that the CDC has said this, but society has been saying this. If you are 60 or older, stay in. And one guy just said, have somebody else get your groceries. You need to stay in. So now I'm sitting there going, so really, they don't want me outside at all. Like, even if I wanted to go take a walk, I'm going to get looked at like, dude, you should not be outside.
You know how, like, younger people try and dress to look older so they could get alcohol? Maybe you could do this flip side, try and dress younger so people don't realize you're old and you can still go to the grocery stores without being judged.
Boy, I'd like to try that, but I don't know if I can pass it. I look like I'm 100.
How can we make you look young?
Danny's mom thinks I'm 15 years older than I am.
Yeah, it was amazing when she had that revelation.
How am I going to look younger?
What happened?
I was talking to my mom the other day, and she's like, how old is BJ? And I was like, oh, he's going to turn 60 this year. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I thought he was 75.
Yeah.
I thought
75?
Yeah. He's not 5 years older than me. And I was like, no. She's like, man, then why does he act like it?
I feel like I'm very
a sweet lady.
I don't like Danny's mom anymore.
I like her even more now.
Yeah.
I was laughing really hard when she told me that.
And also the way I look, if you compare me to celebrities that are close to my age, that's the other problem. Hollywood's not helping me. People who are my age, their celebrities
Google
look amazing.
Search Abe Vigoda. Let's see.
Abe Vigoda's dead, first of all. So, and Abe Vigoda was, I think, close to 90, wasn't he? I mean, right. When he passed away.
Well, since we're talking about it, someone texted in this question. Once this pandemic is over and we can go back out and do things, what is the first thing you guys are going to want to do?
You what do I love to do that I haven't? That's my only form of exercise that I can't do.
Oh, mall walking.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to think one of those massage places in Renton.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Why do you always sit there and project what you would do? I mean,
no, I would go to Menchie's.
Oh, okay. Then the massage place.
This is
Renton.
Bothering me.
Yeah. So you would hit Menchie's.
I would marry Menchie's if I was single. Like, I love Menchie's.
I'm ordained. I can do it for you, buddy.
Well, yeah. Okay, we got to talk to my wife. Maybe she'll be okay with this polyamorous relationship her and Menchie's.
That's a threesome she'd get involved with. You, her, and Menchie's. Yeah, I think she'd do that.
She likes Menchie's. She's not as obsessed with it as I am. So, but I haven't even thought of going there because that's just like a cesspool of touching. You know, because
that's a tough place.
I'm sure they're not even, I don't even know what they're doing, honestly. Like, but that was the one that I was most bummed about. I was just like, man, I need my Menchie's fix.
The only way I can see them working that is if you just yell at them and tell them what you want while they go and get it for you.
Yeah, but then I got to be like, yell at them, like, fill it up. Okay, now bang it down so that the froyo gets more down into the cup. Now grab a little bit of that salted caramel one. Okay, bang it down. Go back over to the cookies and cream one. All right, now just throw a little Butterfinger crumbles. Now go back over. Like, I can't do that.
I would close the store. That would be a nightmare for me. I'm closing the damn store. I don't care if I lose money.
When I go there. I got my system in place.
Yeah.
Dude, they should invent a robot that you can control yourself, so you can do it all, you know, you can tap it in and
like a claw machine
kind of except it'll work.
That's it. Instead of inventing a robot that might be able to really help out society, we got to get a robot to help you get your
this
fro-yo.
Is the only time where I'm on board with robots.
Well, don't watch Westworld because a robot can be hacked and next thing you know your fro-yo is gone.
All right, Vicky, where's the first place you're going once this is all over?
I want to get the hell out of here. I want to go to Portland. I'm going to
travel.
I'm going to the A-Crop.
Steak tips.
Oh, my roommate's never been, so I really want to take her and her boyfriend.
You should go to Lucky Devil and thank him for Boober Eats.
Maybe we'll just do a tour around all the lovely ladies.
Can I rescind what I said?
Yeah, where do you want to go?
I probably should want to go see my wife. That probably should have been the first thing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Can I just say I would want to go see my wife first? That's probably.
We'll fix that in post, Joe.
We'll fix that in post, yeah.
Please, you can edit that in, flip it around.
Take two. Where would I like to go? First time you've asked me?
Yes.
Down to California to see my wife, of course.
Oh my gosh, you're so romantic.
Yes. Oh, she's the love of my life and I miss her. Okay, thank you. That should work.
Yeah, you would never want to go to a Where were you going again?
Well, thanks for
the
listening
mall.
To
the mall like, walking.
I was about to say you know, renting to the massage.
You know, I'm really getting... My other spouse, I have two spouses in my life. This spouse over here doesn't even... Well, my wife doesn't listen to me either.
We have breaking news.
Oh, we got breaking news? What's going on?
We have... finally, we can get down to the bottom of the cookie thing.
Oh, really?
On the hotline, ladies and gentlemen, from the men's room, it is Steve the Thrill Hill.
Wow.
Hola.
Hello. Steve, hola. Have you just gotten up, you son of a bee? You got to sleep in till this late?
Yeah, that's precisely what happened, BJ. This was scheduled days off. If everyone freaks out, we are fully healthy. Well, as healthy as we are, but there's no COVID going on. But, yeah, we have 2 days scheduled off. The kids already playing the Xbox. They didn't wake me up, and everyone knows if you wake me up, you might stumble into trouble. That's how Daddy rolls in the house.
That's why we wanted to call you, Thrill. We thought, who can we call in the men's room to ask a question at really early in the morning? We all said, well, who's the one that's about to drop an F-bomb at any moment? Yeah, that would be fun. We got to put Thrill on.
Well, before you ask anything, I just want to point out one thing. Don't insult Abe Vigoda's sexuality by comparing yourself to him, BJ. Come on, man. Let the man be the sex symbol he's been for the last 300 freaking years.
I didn't leave him alone. I had no idea that he was the sex symbol he was. I was oblivious. Otherwise, I would be 100% behind you.
He oozes sexuality.
It depends what you're into. Yeah. But yes, the man is a sex symbol.
It depends what you're into.
It depends on that, but yes.
That should be a new Urban Dictionary thing. I'd like a Vigoda, please.
No. What do you think that would entail? I think it would just be slow and sloppy, whatever it is.
There we go.
That sums up PJ right there.
And it would involve your eyebrows.
So
they are pushy eyebrows.
So the reason we needed to call you is because, you know, everyone is looking for their fix to deal with this. And a lot of people, they'll turn to alcohol. They might turn to a little stonage. Me, I am basically the cookie guy. So, of course, I walk in the studio and I see this wonderful bag of gigantic frisbee like cookies. But again,
oh, God damn it. Did we leave it?
Yeah, you did, baby. Woo!
Then they're missing a couple, just to let you know.
You're probably not going to see anybody anymore.
Did you already pilfer from there? You called me after you stole from me.
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's how you do it.
Well, it doesn't even make sense.
We weren't calling to see if we could have some with your permission. We were only calling to see if they were COVID-friendly. That's all we were calling.
You know what? I want you to think about a few things, all right? Now, when we get food delivered to us on our show, a lot of times, I won't mention any names, some of that food is removed before it even gets to us.
Yes.
So what we thought about doing, I think we all understand what's going on there, but I'm leaving names out of this. But so I thought about, and this is not this. You guys are safe, all right? Yes. But because of this person who may or may not have a, they delivered it here, so I grabbed some of your food fee, I was going to have all kinds of weed-laced stuff delivered to us. Because if this person ends up getting high, it's not my problem because you stole from us. However, I'm kind of sad to say, they are not laced with anything other than delicious. They're contaminated with flavor, and they're from Cougar Mountain. All right, so these guys, they dropped them all. I mean, there's no one out. There was a bag of cookies sitting in our lobby, again, with nobody there. Security dropped them off for us, because that's how things are now. Security brings you chocolate chip cookies. They are freaking delicious.
Mm.
Do not eat them all, because Mike and Robin will be in.
By all, do we have different definitions? Because if there are crumbs left, that does mean there's still remnants. I mean,
you can smush the crumbs into the shape of a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know. That's what I would do. I learned that at about age 4.
Yeah.
It's something I've kept with me. Now, but they're from Cougar Mountain, man. They just dropped them all for us.
Yeah.
And they are freaking remarkable.
Yeah, they were.
Well, no, we were trying to figure it out. We tried to get a hold of you, and then Cougar Mountain Ken, he called in and said, no, those are my cookies. I dropped them off for the boys.
Yeah, they were so good. They're
delicious.
How many have you already eaten?
Just one.
One collectively. Because I know how BJ is, man. If there's anything sweet, BJ loses his mind.
You know that.
We have one each. I'm socially distancing myself from everybody, including with my food.
One each might be an underestimation.
Wait, you ate more than one cookie?
I can't confirm or deny that, you know, they're good, Steve. They're chocolate-covered, chocolate-chip
cookies.
Chocolate-dipped chocolate-chip cookies.
They're the size of a disc from disc golf.
Well, not, you know, listen, you give me a challenge, I can go for it. I can disc it up
with
the best
people. Did someone challenge you, or did you just steal them?
He challenged himself.
Like, I didn't hear any challenges.
Listen, sometimes I hear voices in my head that I just decide are real. That's all. What do you want me to say?
Listen, yeah, okay.
Listen, let me tell you something.
HR all the time.
Yeah, listen, some people have too much to drink. Some people have too much to smoke. Me, when it comes to cookies, I will drink or I'll cookie anybody under the table is all I'm saying.
You know, in retrospect, I didn't even think about that. Like, usually we'll eat something because people leave it in the kitchen table. That wasn't even left in the kitchen table. We just saw them and decided that they're ours.
We surely did.
I'm sorry about that, but it was delicious.
Yeah, it was.
All right, well, look, to be fair, I ate your guys' donuts the other morning.
Okay.
I'm assuming they were yours. There's a thing sitting open. If there's donuts, I eat them.
Yeah, they're ours. Easy. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, totally ours. You're absolutely right. So we're even. That's
Alex
perfect.
From our show. He got them.
Good old Alex. Yeah, he did. Well,
let me ask you, did you at least eat the entire cookie? Because the one thing that pisses me off with the donut, I don't know, only donuts, people like cut half and eat half. Like, just take the goddamn donut and eat it.
Yeah,
that's
you and
why
I,
it was there.
You
if
and
you
I.
Don't eat half, then make them half as big.
You and
eat
I
the
are.
Damn thing.
You, sir, and I are on different sides of the philosophical aisle on that one. But I can understand, as vehement as you are about your side, I also have had a fight on the other side. And someday we'll have to debate this live as a big event in front of people. Oh, yeah.
Are you a half donut?
Well, I'm a quarter donut person. I love to sample everything.
Why?
It's like tapas.
It wouldn't make them that big if you weren't supposed to eat it, man. Like, if you go to a restaurant and give you a burger, you don't just cut half of it, throw the other half away. Eat the donut. Because guess what? It's still delicious. Why would you torture yourself?
See, this is the kind of conversation I want politicians to have. These are the important issues. Why are we not discussing this?
You say that we came into this bag of cookies and half of the cookie was eaten on top.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't do that. So somebody,
okay, I don't know who did that.
Yeah.
Whoever did that's a son of a bitch. That was not me.
And when I find that bitch,
eat it, eat the whole thing. That's why they made it the size they did.
See, and I'm more of a donut tapas guy. You know, I mean, that's how I am.
Donut tapas. Yeah, why don't you just get donut holes?
Donut dim sum.
They have things in place for people like you. Just get the holes.
Well, Thrill, I am glad you got to sleep in. I know what it's like to have kids that will not let you sleep in, so that was a rare occasion. And when are you guys back?
Work.
Since we, and it's good that you told everybody you're healthy. You just had some scheduled days off. You guys, you guys will be back soon.
I'm feeling good. Actually, to be honest with you, you talked about drinking and smoking too much. I did both of those things last night in earnest because I knew I was off today. Now I feel like crap, but got to do schoolwork with the kids. And guess what? They're going to hate dad by the time it's done.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows daddy needs daddy's little helper. I mean, especially when you got the little ones running around who can't go anywhere but where you are. Yeah.
Yeah, that is precisely how they are. I love them. They're cute, but I'll kill them. Make no mistake. I'm not above a little, you know,
I brought
murder.
You into this world.
That's exactly it.
Thrill, thanks for being with us. And you were a smart man leaving your phone off because we did call you a lot earlier.
Yeah, I saw that. Rev, don't ever call me that early again unless my house is on fire. Even then,
yeah, don't call.
Just let me wake up.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. All right, take it easy,
Thrill. All right, guys, well, enjoy some cookies, man.
All right, thanks, man. That's Thrill, of course, part of the Men's Room, Miles and Thrill, and you get them every afternoon right here on The Rock. And it is Listeners on the Loose where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Oh, hello.
We're going to take your calls and your texts.
No.
At 934.
Do it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So just texted, BJ, are you excited for Picard?
Oh, yeah. It's the last episode of the season. It's the season finale today. It just dropped.
Ooh.
I'm also excited because CBS All Access, I think, did a really cool thing. They are making every episode of Picard free. I mean, you normally have to pay for this, but if you go to CBS All Access and you just, I don't know if there's a code you enter, but it's free for anybody that wants to watch it, which means you can binge all of the shows since the last one is today.
How many episodes is it?
It's 10 episodes, and I love it. I think if you're a Star Trek The Next Generation fan, you're going to love it, even though there's a lot of new in there, but I just love it. I think it's a cool story, and it's great to see Patrick Stewart again, and also we get to visit some old friends and make some new friends. And again, if you got nothing else to do and you're a Trek fan.
Yeah, right, and it's free?
Yeah, that's the key.
I'm actually going to get into this now.
Yeah, a lot of my friends had that barrier. And now it's only Picard. I don't think you get access to any of the other CBS All Access shows. But man, I'm excited. I totally forgot it was dropping today. And then when I saw it, I was like, woo! I just said to Vicky, I said, you know, I wish there was a show I was excited about. I'm just, you know, I got all these shows, but I don't really care right now. And then all of a sudden, I just remembered Picard.
So I said, Migs, I'm not even a wrestling fan, but I watched Dark Side of the Ring. Holy S.
I don't, what's this again?
Ooh, so Vice does a special, they did a series last year. It's like a docu-series, and they talk about the dark side of wrestling, which is like murders and deceit and behind-the-scenes stuff. Like Bruiser Brody's, the murder of Bruiser Brody was one of the first, it was the first episode last season. This year, the new season just started, and it's a two-episode on the Chris Benoit murder-suicide story.
Oh, wow. God, yeah, that's a... Oof.
Yeah, dude, like, honestly, and I, even my wife, who doesn't care about wrestling, she was just like, that was a really good documentary, because it's two pieces. And the weird part was, the way they made it into a two-hour special, because it was just too much to fit in 1 hour, this piece on Chris Benoit. But, you know, the TV station and Vice, they wanted to break it up into two episodes, because that way it'd be an hour each. But the first episode... it's not really painting him in a good light, but it's kind of just giving you an idea of who he was prior to him snapping.
Right.
So it's like an hour of really like an interesting piece about Chris Benoit, but some people were upset. They're like, well, that, like, I know that there's more to the story, but you kind of painting him out in a good light. And then the producer's like, look, when we made this, it was meant to be a 2 hour thing. It wasn't meant to be broken up. It just so happened that's just how TV is. But if you have a chance, even if you're not a wrestling fan, I think you'll enjoy it, because it's just a, it's a heavy subject, obviously, because he murdered himself, his wife, and his kid. And, you know, then there was all that, you know, was it because of steroids? Was it because of CTE? What was the reason behind it? Was there just a history of abuse? And it's a pretty incredible story.
I'm going to say this, and this is what I love when stuff like this is done, Steve, because, and I love that they brought in all those things. I also love the fact that they did show that he wasn't just a black and white guy, like, oh, he was, you know, he's dastardly, twirling his mustache, he's evil.
No,
there's something that went into what possibly could have been a pretty decent dude, and then all the way it paints it and shows it is how he turned from a decent dude to somebody that did something horrific.
And you forget, like, that nearly destroyed the wrestling industry. Like, that almost was the death blow, just in general, because that night, you know, he did what happened. They didn't have a lot of information, so they go on and do a whole tribute to Chris Benoit that night on Monday Night Raw, because they thought that it must have been like a murder case, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't kill himself. Like, somebody came in and took them all out. This is tragic. So they do this whole thing. The next day on SmackDown, they had to come back and be like, we did not know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a, I mean, you forgot how nuts it was. And yeah, dude, like the part that made it interesting was that there was, you know, his wife's sister. So his sister-in-law was a big part of this documentary. His son, the one that's still alive, that was a son from a different mom. He's on it, and it's powerful. And it's also powerful because they show the dynamic between him and his aunt, because, you know, it almost tore them apart for a long time because of what happened. And also then a lot of wrestlers are in it, like Chavo Guerrero, and Chris Jericho narrates it, and he's also on it. People that were close to Chris Benoit. It's a great watch.
Yeah, I applaud anything that actually really just goes beyond the broad brush strokes that are painted on what you call so-called bad guys. And too often in our society, people are labeled evil when in reality, there's a lot more to it, and it doesn't help society for us just to hate something or hate someone if you don't realize, wait a second, was there, because if there are no bad guys, but just bad things that happen that then put people in a position to do something bad because, well, they're mentally unstable or they, who knows what, but that's different than, oh my God, you're just pure evil. I mean, that's a whole different thing. And people don't like that. Like the people that complain, why are you showing him to be a good guy? Well, because everybody's good and not so good at moments in their lives. They are. And this is the perfect opportunity with this coronavirus. People are stressed out like hell. It is hard to behave at your best when you are highly stressed out and the survival instincts kick in and you think it's fight or flight. And then when you have brain injuries on top of that and maybe steroid, you just don't know what the hell was going through his mind. And any brain expert will tell you, your mind can convince you of some crazy S that is totally real if it's broken. The mind is really powerful, and when it's broken, you don't know it's broken. You think what your mind is telling you is true.
It was a pretty powerful moment, too, when they talked to his sister-in-law. Obviously, she lost her sister in this,
yeah,
you know, his wife. And she said, like, I hope one day I could get to the point that I can forgive him for this. Because, you know, obviously this is not something, she said, it's not today. But, you know.
Of course not.
But I was just like, wow, that's even, just to even entertain that. I don't even know, like, I don't even know how to even wrap my mind around something like that. But they had, I know you interviewed him for I'm Listening, Chris Nowinski.
Oh, yes.
Who is a former football player,
he's
former
fantastic.
Wrestler. He went by Chris Harvard into WWE for a minute. But he really dedicated his life to concussion research and CTE and was at the forefront of all of it. And he spent time with Chris Benoit like weeks leading up to this. And I guess Chris pulled him aside and said, hey, you're doing this stuff about concussions. I want to talk to you about that. So like he was aware that something was wrong with him. And he wanted to talk to Chris Nowinski because he was doing that research and maybe give some insight on why maybe he's thinking the way that he's thinking. But I guess he gave him his number and Chris called him. And it sounded like he was in the middle of like an argument or something tense was going on. He's like, I'll have to call you back. And he never did. And then obviously the news is what the news is.
It's unfortunate that like he couldn't have had it. The more this information gets out there, the more that somebody like a Chris Benoit can entertain the idea that, wait, maybe my mind is broken. The thing is that you just you don't know, you know, your mind is going, here's what's in front of you. And people just don't get that. And they really think, oh, you're just evil.
And a couple of you are wondering what the name of the documentary is. It's called Dark Side of the Ring, and you can actually watch the entire thing on YouTube right now.
That's great.
Vice put it up there, so if you don't have the Vice, it's on the Vice Network on demand and all that good stuff, but if you don't have Vice and you watch things via YouTube, they posted both episodes already up there for people to watch.
And if you want to also hear the extended interview that I did with Chris Nowinski about CTE and concussions, I believe the full interview is still up at imlistening.org. And I think we spent like 15 or 20 minutes on the phone. Chris is passionate about this. He is super passionate. It really paints people in a different light when you realize, oh, wait a minute. You realize, oh, they weren't a bad guy. They really were just so messed up in the head that they thought that what they were doing was the right thing. I mean, that's the thing. They think what they're doing is the right thing. That's how crazy their brain is. And, you know, and that's, you know, we just get more information about that. So let's just on the loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody texted in wanting some advice from us.
Oh, look at us. We are
relationship advice. They said, I've been dating somebody. Yeah. And for the longest time, he told me that he did not have a middle name. I didn't think anything of it, but I just saw his driver's license and discovered that he does, in fact, have a middle name, and he never told me about it. Should I be upset with him?
Was it embarrassing?
This is where, you know what, I'm going to be stereotypical. This is where guys and girls, they just don't see eye to eye.
You lied to me.
Yeah, as a guy, I'm like,
Peter William?
Who cares? If he lied to you about maybe that he's married or that he's a gigolo, you know, those are things I would be pissed off at. I mean, so he didn't tell you his middle name. Am I crazy? I feel like somebody's a crazy bee over here.
If he's going to lie to me about that, he's going to lie about putting his thing in some things.
Projection.
I'm kidding.
No, but see, you're kidding, Steve, but some people do go and they go from A to that B. You know what I mean? They go from A to Z feeling like, oh, if he's going to be, but it's more like projection, really.
For all we know, maybe there's like some weird history behind his middle name. Maybe it's like a family member. It's named after someone he doesn't like anymore.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know what? I'm done with that name.
Let's ask Vicky if indeed this is a high crime.
Oh, God, this person. I'm just going to say, honey, get some help because really this is what you're worked up about. Go watch TV. Go do something else.
Vicky's right.
She's trying to get help. She's contacting us.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You're not going to like this, but, you know, hey, listen, I've been in therapy for over 2 decades, and so I'm going to tell you. I mean, you know, this is the therapy guy. Your question is irrational, and you're not going to believe it, but I'm going to tell you your question is irrational. And if you want to be happy in life, you should discuss this with somebody who's really good at stuff so they can help you understand why this is a problem for you, because this is not a big deal. It really, really isn't a big deal. And you're making it a big deal. You need to find out why. I'm not saying you're wrong for having it to be a big deal. You just need to find out why it is a big deal, because normally, not a big deal. Go find somebody, sweetheart. Go talk to somebody, especially now with the virus situation. That's escalating things. People are probably going crazy over things that they would be okay with normally. But, you know, we're stressed out, man.
I mean, there's probably a story behind it. Maybe one day he'll share it with you, but... Yeah, they said, you know what, they consider dispensaries still an essential place to go. So maybe get some edibles.
Yes.
And chill the F out.
I love that they've said that, by the way. I mean, seriously, they were very, very smart. You know, Washington State knows what's up. All right, I have a question that needs to be answered. And this is even, I mean, this to me, this is a serious question. It has to be answered. What's Orion Castle and a log have in common? Find out at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a log have in common?
I'm a lumberjack, and I'm okay. I sleep all night, and I work all day.
Oh, you brought back the classic.
There you go. That's called Monty Python, young people.
Oh, I was like, I don't know this one. I'm a lumberjack, and I'm okay. I sleep all night, and I work all day. And the
He puts on women's clothes by the end of it, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, sold.
It descends into a non-manly version of what you would expect the song not to be, and it's why Monty Python is just so awesome.
Correct.
And I can tell you that Ryan, actually, women's clothes, he rocks it. It's a good look.
Well, I'm comfortable at home.
Yeah.
He looks good in fishnets.
He sure does, baby. I love this story. A police in West Virginia got a call Tuesday night about a domestic incident. And when they showed up, a 38-year-old guy named Randall Lee Mays, he's got three names like that, you know it's going to be good. He took off in his car. They chased him as he drove to the Ohio River. And then he thought, you know what? They're going to trace this car. I got to get another vetted getaway vehicle that they'll never be able to trace. So he hopped into the river and floated away on his getaway log. This is the greatest ever. Yeah, they fished him out of the river. Guess it wasn't a great getaway log. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack. He's up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
So I think you and me, BJ, and I decided that it would be a good time to take all these giant plants.
I remember that. Just like
and bring them to our room.
So I was like, sure, Steve, let's do it.
Another radio convention, I also decided to take all of the receivers of the telephones that are in the hotel, like just in random spots. You know, they put those phones wherever.
Yeah, like, yeah, right by the lobby elevators.
So I would just unplug them and take just the hand part. And I woke up the next morning, I'm like, why do I have like 15 of these things on the bed?
Oh, man.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.